Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hi, this is Mary Grady reporting for AvWeb. Just a few weeks ago, the NTSB named the general aviation safety rate as one of its top 10 safety concerns. Now this week, the FAA says it has looked at the GA numbers for the first 2 months of its fiscal year, that's October and November, and saw an increase in GA accidents compared to last year. EAA said they had been alerted to this trend by the FAA, so I called Dick Nepinski, EAA spokesman, to find out more. Hi, Dick. Thanks for talking to us today. And I guess we want to take a look at some of these numbers from the FAA, and you guys have taken a look at them and have some concerns about the accident rate in the last couple of months. So why don't you just kind of sum that up and let us know what's going on?
Well, as most people might or maybe aren't aware of, that the FAA's year starts on October 1st. That's when the annual GA count for number of accidents and safety begins, and the counting year runs from October 1st through September 30th. So we're a little more than 2 months in, and it's sad to say that the number of accidents is significantly higher than it was just a year ago. In fact, there were 55 fatal accidents all the way across general aviation in the first 2 months, not even counting the first couple of weeks of December, and that's up from 44 in the first 2 months of the year that started in October of 2011. So that is a significant difference, a 25% difference, and something that certainly we at EAA and AOPA and the other organizations are concerned about, and FAA is concerned about as well, because you don't like to see this kind of uptick in the accident rate, especially when we're all working so hard to reduce the accident rate and enhance aviation safety.
And does anyone have any insights into what might be the causes of this, or has any analysis been done on these numbers?
Not really extensive analysis. Of course, the NTSB is the professional group in this, and they'll be looking at the causes. And only after we can study the causes of the accidents can we say, is there a common thread? Is it transition training? Is it flying into bad weather? Is it power loss? Is it fuel? Is it something that you can point at a number of these accidents? Thus far, what we've been able to tell, not really. It all becomes down to what it often is when you talk about 70 to 80% of all GA accidents, coming down to pilot error, those individual decisions, the processes that take place for each pilot when they make a decision and finally found themselves in a bad spot there, and unfortunately, often with tragic results.
And what about the experimental part of the aviation world? How are those numbers looking? Have you had a chance to break that down?
Yeah, unfortunately, they have been up so far through the first 2 months of the statistical year from October 1st. To this point last year, we had 9 fatal accidents in home-built, experimental, amateur builds. The total is now 12, and again, that is an increase. It doesn't seem like a lot when you're talking about raw numbers, Mary, but when you start looking at percentages, well, that's a 33% increase. And some people will look at those percentages and go, boy, that's very big. Now, again, the raw numbers from 9 to 12 are not significant in themselves, but we do have to remember every accident, every fatal accident affects not only the general aviation community, it affects individual families, it affects people who may have been on board that aircraft. And so it's something that we all have to work very hard, especially in light of NTSB saying in November that they are looking at the general aviation accident rate as one of the top 10 list of things that they're showing concern about. And so it's something that all of us have a responsibility to try to enhance and improve.
Right, exactly. And I know when the NTSB came out with that recently, there was a lot of response from the GA community that, you know, we have a lot of ways we can improve. So it must be discouraging to see right away the first numbers you get are kind of going in the wrong direction.
It is. And right now, the early analysis of it, it doesn't show that GA flying is substantially different than it was a year ago. The fuel prices are approximately the same. They might be a little bit lower in some areas. Overall economic conditions might be a little bit improved in some areas, but not markedly different. And those are two significant drivers of GA flying activity. they haven't changed a lot in the past 2 months, so we have to start looking at individual accident causes. It didn't seem to be holiday travel around Thanksgiving. There were a number of accidents around there, but not statistically different or significantly different than what we've seen in past years, so holiday travel didn't seem to be a prime factor. Weather systems, of course, have been temperate in some areas of the country, not so temperate in other areas of the country, so weather kind of averages out if you look back through the years. So is this simply a statistical bump? We don't know, but it is an early learning curve that we have here, and a warning alert that we have to take that extra time to make sure we fly safely, to make good decisions, to make sure our personal checklists are as good as they can be regarding safety. And those are things to remember. I often tell the general media who ask about aviation accidents that the combination of a well-maintained airplane and a well-trained pilot is a very safe combination. When we have a statistically higher number of accidents, however, then they start looking at that number once again and saying, is there something else that should be done? And when they say that, often in the background, that means, should there be more regulation? And I don't think any of us in aviation want that.
If we have these new numbers now, and I know when the NTSB came out with their report, there was a lot of talk about, well, we need to do something. So is there talk about, you know, what can be done and where we should move from here?
The FAA right now is not calling for any kind of specific action or issuing any kind of alerts or anything like that. Again, this may be a statistical bump in the road, and we certainly hope it is, and that the accident rate as we go through the winter months drops to where it normally is or perhaps can even improve somewhat. But the agency did ask EAA and other aviation groups to get out the alert. The accident rate is headed in the wrong direction early here in the statistical year. And after years of improvement in GA safety and amateur-built flying safety, everybody should be aware, and it is everybody's responsibility to make sure that you're doing things right, take those extra precautions, because it reflects not only on you as an aviator, it reflects on all of us in the GA community. And we want to show that we are responsible, we do fly safely, and that's the case almost 100% of the time, but we have to show that through statistics as well.
Okay, well, thanks, Dick. That all sounds like a reasonable plan, and I appreciate your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.